Hi, I'm Michelle Ward. I'm the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Canfor.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Michelle. When we spoke back in July, you mentioned that BC's fiber supply had decreased since the pine beetle timber had been harvested, and that moving forward, if there was a new Canfor facility proposed in Houston, that it had to be aligned with the long-term fiber supply. So now we know that the Canfor Houston facility is slated to reopen and with a new facility. Can you tell me what is the plan for the Houston sawmill?
Absolutely. Let me just start by saying we are extremely excited and pleased that a positive decision has been made to rebuild the mill in Houston. Obviously, it's a community that we've operated in for a long time. And it's also an area that we've talked about for a long time, that if we were going to build a new sawmill, there were a lot of reasons that we thought that Houston would make sense to do it there. So as you noted, before we made the final decision to do it, it was really important to understand and to know that there was an alignment between what we saw as the long-term fiber supply and what government saw as the long-term fiber supply, that we had a shared outlook for the region. So there were a lot of conversations with government, a lot of due diligence that we did independently and along with government. And ultimately, we got to a place where we are confident in the long-term fiber supply for the region. Now, the mill that we are going to build is going to be smaller in size than the current facility, and that ties back to the mountain pine beetle epidemic that you talked about. So when the pine beetle infestation was at its peak, the annual allowable cut was increased because the pine beetle trees that had been impacted needed to be harvested. So that's why the annual allowable cut was increased. As the epidemic moved through the province, we knew that the cut was going to come down, and that's what's happened. So, over the last few years, the BC industry has been in a place where we've been working to get into a better balance between the fiber available and the manufacturing capacity in the province. It's led to some very difficult decisions in some communities, which have not been easy to make. But it's also for us had us looking at where do we think the right places are to be operating in the long term. And so we did think that there would be enough fiber in Houston, which was why we were going down this path about building a new mill there. And as I said, now that we've done all the due diligence, we are confident in the fiber supply. And so we are building a brand new, modern, world-class facility in Houston that I think is going to be really exciting for our employees, for the community, and quite frankly, for British Columbia.
Canfor President Don Kay said in a statement that the company, that temporary closure was difficult but necessary to create a more sustainable operating footprint in BC. So can you speak to me about some of the tangibles about how this facility, which is roughly two-thirds, the capacity is about two-thirds, how that is more sustainable?
Yeah, so it's going to be a facility that has a lot more manufacturing flexibility. So we will be able to kind of adjust the products that are being produced to really align with what's in demand in the market. And we think with the increase in technology that will be available in the mill, it will be a lot more efficient, which essentially at the end of the day means that it won't cost us as much to manufacture at that facility. So that when we go through some of the down periods in the market, our hope would be that this new facility will be able to a little more easily, survive and run through some of the market fluctuations. It doesn't mean, we don't want to say that there may never be some, temporary downtime at the new facility. That's going to be very market dependent, but we think that this new facility will be better positioned to withstand any downturns in the market.
Do you know if the plan is to bring back the same, I guess, style of workforce or shift work for employees, or are you looking at more contract, short-term contract base for the people working at the mill?
Oh, so when we, you know, have temporarily curtailed the facility, and we worked with the USW to reach a transition agreement. And one of the cornerstones of that agreement is that we have guaranteed all of the union employees that they are maintaining their seniority level. So when this new facility opens, those with the highest seniority will have the same opportunities to come into the mills. Now, some of the roles might change a little bit because as I talked about, we're going to have more technology and things like that. So, you know, folks might need a little bit of training on different equipment. So the some of the jobs might be a little bit different. Some of the jobs might still be the same. As we get closer to opening the facility, we'll have a lot more information to share about the exact jobs that are going to be available. But we are looking to, you know, really, we want to be able to bring back the workforce that we've had in Houston.
So even with the decreased output of the newly proposed facility, and again, I'm saying decreased to be 2/3. Am I right?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're in the ballpark. So so we'll be producing this new facility will produce around 350 million board feet, or have the capacity to produce that much on an annual basis. And the facility before was producing around 500.
Okay, yeah. So even with that decreased output, what is the longevity of a mill in British Columbia when the supply of the big three, spruce, pine, and fir, are at such a risk of diminishing, not only because of harvesting, but also the environmental disasters that are wreaking havoc on the forests in our province right now?
Yeah, the forest fires this summer have absolutely been just as for most British Columbians, they've been a concern. They've absolutely been a concern to us and to the, you know, the long-term impact to the, to the fiber supply in the province. And, you know, we recognize that we can't, you know, those were, quite frankly, some of the conversations with government about the fiber supply in the Houston region. We know that no one can predict what's going to happen from a wildfire capacity, or, you know, is there going to be, you know, we're going to see pest outbreaks in the, you know, in the future. Some of those are very unknown, but we think it also ties back to why it is so critically important to have sustainably managed forests that, that are being planned for a long-term use, so that, you know, you're trying to, you know, remove debris in the forest so that they're not as susceptible to the massive wildfires. If you see an outbreak of pests, that they are actually dealt with, you know, quickly and in a more contained area so that it doesn't spread as far as like we saw with the mountain pine beetle epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that I didn't ask that is important for people to know about the proposed facility? I guess maybe when construction is planned to start?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're getting underway right away with our detailed engineering work and assessing all of the permitting that's going to be required. So that's kind of the first phase of work. And by next spring, we anticipate that we have to demolish the current facility. So demolition will get underway and then we'll roll into construction. So all told, from here till when we actually have a facility opening, we think it's going to be in the ballpark of about 28 to 32 months.
Okay.
Well, you know, one of the, you know, exciting things, and, you know, I know a lot of people in British Columbia do wonder about where is the forest sector going in British Columbia? And, you know, for us, for Canfor, like, we do see a bright future. It's different. We know we're going to have a smaller footprint, but we absolutely see ourselves here for the long term. We believe that there is a great future here for the forest sector. And along with our history of forest sector operations in British Columbia, actually means that there's a lot of expertise in this province. So we recently built a brand new facility in DeRidder, Louisiana, and the company that did that is a BC-based company. So the opportunity to actually build a facility here in British Columbia, in Houston, where we can actually access and feature and show off, hopefully, a lot of the British Columbia technology and expertise that is here, we think is super exciting. And, you know, we think that that's something that as British Columbians, we can all be proud of.
Yeah.